This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. So I heard Neil Greenberg on with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday, and I'm on his Twitter right now, at N. Greenberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a list of the most likely men's upsets by seed, according to, I don't know who this person is, Torvik's win probability.
Right.
I don't know what tool he's using,
yeah.
But here are the most likely men's upsets in the first round, according to some nerd's calculations.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10 seed in the South, New Mexico, has a 41% chance of pulling an upset.
Patino Jr.
North Carolina, 49%, the number 11 seed in the South.
That's Valdez. You're on him now. You're now, a Heels fan.
Now, this is one we touched on yesterday.
No, trust me. To me, North Carolina is more of a villain to Duke to me now.
Really?
Yes.
Remember, he didn't want North Carolina in the field.
No, it's not.
And why is that? Why such contempt for Carolina?
Well, the tournament started. I mean, the story has passed, but the way UNC is a villain to me because of the Bubba Cunningham stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think
being on the committee.
I think him being not just on the committee,
yeah.
Chairman of the committee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him getting bonus
$100,000
right.
For his team making the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Win cakes. They're supposed to be a part of the conversation.
It's a huge conflict of interest, especially when your team has the most controversy about being on the bubble and getting in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry,
but if your AD is chairman of the committee, you kind of have to go above and beyond to get into the tournament. Like, it has to be a no-brainer. It reeks of conspiracy.
Well,
it reeks of conflict of interest.
He should have recused himself. I'm walking out of the room.
He does.
He says he did, but yeah. You think there's no influence the
No,
chairman.
No, I'm
of
sure
it.
There
no,
is.
I don't think
of
there
course.
Is. Seth Davis talked about this.
He thinks it's above board.
He's talked to so many committee members. He says 100% he is out of the room. He just has no influence over the conversation.
Mm-hmm. It just reeks.
It might look bad, but he has nothing to do with it.
It reeks to me, mm-hmm. And it's not that 111 out of 111 bracketologists had West Virginia in and 30 had North Carolina in. That's besides the point. It's just, it reeks of corruption to me. That's why they're a villain. And then
okay.
That's why
I thought you were on them because you were picking them to make a big run.
Well, that's what's going to happen is it's the narrative. It's they're just going to slap people like me in the face and beat Ole Miss.
Right, and then beat Iowa State.
Beat Iowa State.
Sweet 16.
And go to the Sweet 16 and play the Michigan State or New Mexico.
You know, Cakes.
That's just that's exactly what's going to happen.
In your list is Yale there because I know Seth Davis picked them. A lot of people are picking them.
Now they don't have
two guys
high...
at the Athletic are picking them.
Seth Davis picked like four or five double digits.
About a lot of people picking
he does that every year.
The team on Neil Greenberg's list that he's compiled here on his Twitter at Neil Greenberg, that's the highest potential for an upset in the first round.
So this could
at
be
62% is a number 12 seed.
UC San Diego?
Colorado State.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He has them as 62%, which I believe they're favored in their game. Like by
they
a point and a half or 2 points.
Slightly.
Yale, who's the number 13 seed.
It wouldn't be an upset based on the Vegas number.
Technically, no.
Yeah.
Yale, the 13 seed in the South, they have a 20% chance of an upset.
I'm hyping them so much that I'm sure.
You are hyping up Yale a lot.
I'm sure it won't happen, but I think it's their third straight NCAA appearance. Last year they knocked out Auburn. They barely lost to Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, watch Pinky. Pulakitas, the 6'7 shooting guard, he's a baller.
I've never seen a bigger Yale basketball fan than Eric.
It's not that I'm a fan.
It's just what he knows.
I just know them. I just hate them, and I just think that they're good. I'm not a fan, but I would like to see him win because I keep hyping him up. But I'm sure they'll get smoked. They'll probably lose by 30 because I'm talking about
it. A&M's like about an 8-point favorite in that game.
Supposedly, I saw 7.5, but 8, same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Supposedly, that's the lowest of the 13 seeds.
Lowest Vegas number?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the remaining three seeds, Neil's
but
done
I mean,
this
look,
by...
A&M's good, too. I mean, A&M beat Auburn.
Not saying they're bad.
Yeah, they're good.
Neil's basically giving you, you know, each seed with the highest chance of pulling an upset. So now we're on to the 14 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Troy in the Midwest has a 13% chance of pulling an upset. Nebraska Omaha, who's a 15 seed in the West, has 9% chance. And Norfolk State is at a 2% chance to pull an upset. I guess they're the highest chance of all
so
the number 16 seeds.
Of all of the lower seeds is Colorado State.
At 62%.
Yeah.
And then he followed up with since number 11 UNC and number 12 Colorado State are favored in the betting markets, here's one more for each of those seed lines. So he gives VCU at 11 as a 37% chance to pull an upset, and Liberty at number 12 in the East at a 43% chance to pull an upset. So if you're looking for some upsets, those are your statistical leaders.
I mean,
the
you could see Xavier beating Illinois. I think out of UC San Diego, VCU. I don't think Yale's going to beat A&M, but hope I'm wrong. And who's the other one that I was talking about? Oh, Xavier. I think one of those, if not multiple, will win their first round games. UC San Diego, VCU, or Xavier.
UC San Diego, it's their first time being in a long time or ever, or what's their deal?
I think I want to say ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they've got they're 30-4. They're one of the best teams in the country in forcing turnovers, and Michigan does turn the ball over a lot. I hope I'm right, man. I'd love to see UC San Diego get in over Michigan
but
in advance.
They just moved up to Division I.
Correct.
There's too many San Diego basketball universities.
There's a lot
remember
going
San Diego
on out there.
State, obviously.
San Diego State, UC San Diego, University of San Diego.
Right. Too much to keep up with.
And this one is what? What is this one called?
This is part of the Cal system. This
UCSD.
Is UC San Diego.
UCSD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you got Santa Barbara, like you said. You got San Diego. You got Davis. There's tons of them.
Jason, can you name the team that's getting the most bets and money against the spread of any team in the NCAA tournament so far? I'll give you a hint. It's a 13 seed.
And they're getting the most money bet on?
They're getting the most bets and money against the spread of any team in the tournament so far.
So it's not Yale.
More than 80% of bets and 88% of the handle bet on the game is on this team to cover.
So the four seed is, you're talking about the four seed?
No, I'm talking about
the 13 seed.
The public
seed.
Is backing the 13 seed.
You're talking
seed
about
here.
The backing of the 13 seed.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's obviously not Yale because you would have brought that up
Yale.
Before.
No, it's I'm wondering if it's Akron.
It is not Akron. They're based in North Carolina.
Oh, High Point.
High Point University.
Really? Yeah, High Point's got a lot of buzz for some reason.
Why? What's their deal?
They went 29
like the
and
way
5.
They play.
29 and 5 in the regular season, won both the regular season and Big South Conference tournament titles.
They've got a kid who played at Texas Tech. They got another kid who played at a big time school. They got a couple of big time transfers.
I think it's also an anti-Purdue thing because remember, I think it was last year they lost to Fairleigh Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a hangover there.
Yeah, as a one seed. I think.
No. Last year they went to the championship.
Last year
they lost to UConn.
Mm-hmm.
I got two friends whose kids go to High Point, mm-hmm. and they're they can't wait for this
right.
game.
I took Purdue in the first round. I'm looking at my bracket. I'm so irritated, too, because I said I would enter this bracket, and he set up a name.
Mm-hmm.
I already changed that. I don't want to be flaming hot, whatever. I don't need to do shtick. Yeah. I just changed to JP Flame. And for some reason, and it shouldn't bother me, there's a logo attached to my name.
Okay.
And it's a Florida Gator. Hmm. Can't figure out how to get rid of this stupid Gator. So, not that it matters, but people in the stupid pool are going to think I went to Florida.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. You're overthinking it. Yeah. You're overthinking it.
It just bothers me a little bit. Yeah.
Did you take Florida as your champion?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
See, that's what it is.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
If he's going chalky, he's got a one seed winning it.
Yeah, they're playing a two. All ones and twos in my final four.
I did pay attention to Florida all season, and that they're just like everybody's sexy pick.
Terps have got to get through them if they want to make a run.
They're everybody's sexy pick.
They're so good.
Like, yeah.
I mean, every one of their guards can shoot it and can get up and down the floor. They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Got two big guys, too, that can rebound. They're just legit.
Valdez, what do you think is a realistic expectation for the Terps?
I'm psyched to win it all.
So you think that's realistic?
I think it's very realistic. I think the Terps are one of the few teams. I know it's like it's a crapshoot and any team can win it, but I think they're one of the top half of teams that can win it all.
Neil Greenberg had them playing Duke in the final in at least one of his brackets that he was talking about yesterday.
I think the Terps are also a very sexy pick for a lot of bracket pools.
Uh-huh.
Because I think if you have them beating Florida, you have like an 11% equity edge over the field if you have them beating Florida. So, like, filling out your brackets, not just who you think is going to win, it's about
value.
It's about the value and zagging and trying to take the whole pot. So the Terps are a sexy
pick. Also, like, if you're I learned this again from Neil Greenberg yesterday. If you're in a huge bracket field, you got to have some variance to your bracket. You can't just pick all chalk. But if you're in a pool with 10 or 12 people, the chalkier the better.
This is why I love the tournament so much in brackets, because you have to zag.
I love to zag. Yeah, you're the king zagger. You're the guy.
I don't have much zagging. I've got Florida beating Duke in the championship.
Is it a small field pool or are there a lot of people in it?
It's a lot.
It's probably a lot.
Yeah. Well, you might want to shake it up a little bit. You still got time.
So hold on. You're saying the more people in the pool, the less you want to zag?
No, the more people in the pool, the more you want to zag.
Yes. Because the more people are going to be thinking alike.
If you're in ESPN.com's bracket where there are going to be like millions of
brackets. You're not going to win it taking chalk.
What time are you going to hear the first person go, well, my bracket's busted.
It's busted. It's so busted.
You'll hear that by 1 p.m., 2 p.m.
1:30.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
Don't be like, my bracket's busted.
Don't be that guy or girl. Just take it. Act like you've put in a bracket before. Act like you've been there.
What about Rovell, who always says that if you really want to enjoy March Madness, you don't fill out a bracket. Then you appreciate the upsets. And because otherwise, you know, you tear it up and you're rooting for your dumb bracket that literally nobody cares about.
Right.
I'm kind of... To be honest with you, I think I'm ahead of the curve on that.
He doesn't care.
I don't think I've done one in like 10 years.
Right. I don't know if you care either way.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
No, I would care. I care about certain teams. I would care. Yeah. If Maryland went on a run, I'd be on that bandwagon like you wouldn't believe.
No, Maryland, yeah. But if San Diego wins, are you going to be, you know.
I like underdog stories.
If Yale wins their opening game.
Oh, you better hope they don't win.
This is going to be Yale radio.
You guys should all root for Texas
A&M. Yale radio if they win.
No, it's just that.
So much backpack.
It's just that I just think that they're good and they could win. And if I call that, like, a month in advance.
Yeah.
before the bracket even came out.
Gingham Aggies.
You have that back padding.
The one team you all should root for is Texas A&M.
That back padding machine is going to be working
it
by overdrive.
Big, now I'll break it.
Big Aggies fan today.
I will break it if Yale wins.
I love R.C. Slocum from back in the day. That was my guy.
So what will probably happen is AC they'll get smoked by 40. Buzz Williams will make you have them all fired up. He knows they're good.
Of course.
They'll probably beat them by 40.
But you're right. If Yale does win, Bickle will not shut up.
Yeah. I will be the biggest I told you so guy.
You'll probably wear a Yale hat when you come in.
What's their mascot?
And for the record, Yale hat. Bulldog. For the record, I hate them.
Buddy's kid played baseball there, so I was kind of a Yale
They're
baseball
very
fan.
Good.
He took that from you, Jason.
Yeah, he did.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I still have the hat, so if you want me to bring it in.
Please, I'm begging you, bring it in. Bring it in.
All right, well.
If they lose.
If they win.
If they win.
Oh, if they win.
Yeah, you can wear it.
I'll wear it. I don't think I can wear it.
We'll put it right in front of one of these cameras.
I can't wear it. Being a Cornell guy.
You're an Ivy League basketball expert.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of.
You and Feinstein. You got your lockstep.
I kind of am.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, a tradition unlike any other, we're going to go through Scotty Scheffler's Masters dinner menu.
Oh my God.
We do this every single year. It's a great bit. It's evergreen. All right, so we'll discuss that when we come back. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to Nationals opening day.